Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Christmas. Well, it's less than a week to go until the big day. Santa will be coming down your chimney, boys and girls. Joe Smith's here with a Christmas hat on.
How are you?
Very good, sir.
Still got your tag lip from your Christmas hat?
Have I? Well, I've got a little stick back up my ass. Ethan James in the corner.
Hello, yeah, I'm in the corner.
With his little Christmas hat on as well, Ethan.
It's the same size as yours, I think.
Joe has been stretching them out all week.
Have a fork? Yeah. Bought these from the co-op.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they do great Christmas hats. What else have I bought? Good. I've bought a little tipple for us on the company card.
Have you? Snowballs?
Yeah. What? No. Oh. Going straight down the line, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're not driving anywhere because we've got to get through a litre of Baileys.
Wow.
Listen here, boys and girls. Little cups for everybody. Oh, fucking hell. That's not going to work, is it? No bottom on that. Oh, found the bottom. Now, this is
my why have you done this?
Favourite thing at Christmas. What's that? Ice. Do you know what you need? The ice to Baileys ratio is so important.
Is it? Try not to slide on the table.
So important.
Yeah.
So you need a lot of ice.
To Baileys ratio.
To Baileys. Do you mind if I finger your ice, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, you can finger it. It's Christmas, isn't it?
Four cubes, if pos. Like, okay.
True. I would argue not really pos.
Pos. Look at them. They'll melt. Ice. Duh. So the highlight of Christmas is when you think you're full.
You're not getting four in
and
that
you
one.
Can't fit any more in. Hello, the sweet treat that is Baileys.
Baileys.
Oh, I thought there was going to be more of a sound. Here we go.
Sparkling Baileys, anyone?
For the audio listeners.
Oh, she glugs.
That is good for the audio listeners, Joe. That sounds great.
So sexy. Just drink it all of you.
I made sugar. Right, yeah. Get that down, you gullet. Do you remember my mate Daryl's famous Bailey story? Can I repeat it?
Please do.
When him and his auntie were drinking Bailey's one night and they got absolutely twatted and they thought, why are we getting so drunk? It turns out in the summer, his auntie froze white wine.
Antifreeze. So,
killed my joke dead. His auntie froze white wine in little ice cube things.
Oof.
So they were putting white wine ice cubes and Baileys together, getting it down them, leathered. Another little one of these.
White wine and Baileys, please, and no one noticed.
It was curdling, but they were that
mental.
Pissed they couldn't see.
Yeah.
I'm on the Baileys duty. Whenever you need a top up, boys and girls, just let me know. Festive time is here.
Baileys.
Thank you, Joe.
This is great.
That's very kind. I do love a Baileys. In fact, I tried a Terry's chocolate orange Baileys the other day, which tasted a lot stronger than the regular Baileys, I thought.
It's very sweet, that one, as well. Have
you've already had that one, have you?
Of course he has.
Mint.
He was part of the recce team on that. Oh,
yeah, they come
man.
To me, first of all, what and say, do you think this will go down
well? So describe Baileys. Read off the label what Baileys is to
There is a fun story with Baileys about why they created it, the Irish. Can you Google?
It's not actually Irish, is it?
Yeah.
Is it? It feels like it's sort of like kind of what a factory would think Irish was.
What?
You know what I mean? Like a big conglomerate. Let's
no,
try
let
and make
Google.
It seem Irish.
What is the history of Baileys? I'll Google it. I think
you've got your
famous
Baileys behind there just so you don't lose it.
Man. Cheers, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, happy Christmas and all that, yeah.
Jesus, Ethan.
Right, Ethan, talk to me whilst I find out the history of Baileys. Why are you being like a Grinch? What's up?
I'm not being like a Grinch.
You are!
I'm not. I've one element, if there is potential, is that I am very behind on Christmas shopping. I'm struggling, in fact. I'm lacking ideas.
We can help with that.
Okay.
That's something we can help with, isn't it?
Oh, my fucking
it's,
God.
I tell you what, Joe, I never have it. Are you already putting more in?
No, but I'm keeping it sacred.
It's absolutely delicious.
And here, okay. A guy called Tom Jago, who is from Ireland, thought, I wonder if there's a way of mixing Ireland's two great exports, whiskey and cream, together. After years of experimenting, they had a little bit of vanilla in there and they've came up with the first liqueur Baileys.
It's fantastic. 17%.
I know what you mean, though. It doesn't feel Irish, but fuck me, it's good.
Yeah, it is good. So I think what we need to do, Ethan, is you need to tell us the person you need to buy for, and me and Joe will come up with a perfect present for them.
Okay.
So tell them who it is and maybe a little bit about
And any of their kinks.
Well, I was going to begin with
that
my mother.
That would be ideal, wouldn't it?
So, yes, I was going to say my mum.
Okay, well, we know her kinks.
No, we don't.
Do you know the top where it says select all?
Oh, God.
And you press that button.
So, the thing is with me mum, we've got the Cavapoo dog, Digby dog, and she's obsessed with the dog. So, I was thinking of something quite whimsical, perhaps dog-related.
Dogging.
Okay, maybe we'll steer away from that one. She likes other things. She likes gin. She likes... she's been doing a bit of running recently.
Well, if you think of the words dog and gin next to each other, put them together, what have you got?
You got dogging, don't you?
You've got dogging again, haven't you? So we've always ended up back there, don't we?
Can she drive?
She can drive, yes.
Can she park?
Doubt it.
That's sexist.
That is sexist,
just a joke. That was just a little joke.
This is a sexist joke.
What an episode.
What, one sexist joke?
You did yours last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
No. So she loves dog.
She doesn't love dogging.
Why did you ask can she park?
Because that's what dogging is.
Parking?
You're not doing it on the move, are you?
You can do with those Teslas.
Yeah, I've seen True. Yeah. Them, but
anyway, so have you?
What?
Have you watched that?
No, it's one of those ones you hover over and it shows you the 10 seconds and then you move on.
You move right on, don't you? So she likes gin. Yeah. What else? Go on, talk to us. We'll sort this out.
Dogging.
Gin, she started running. She likes the Cavapoo dog.
Right.
And she's a teacher by trade.
Great.
And
what if there was a little device that could help the Cavapoo dog and your mum run together?
Like a lead?
But like a running sports lead.
Yeah, sports lead.
I think the dog doesn't like moving very much.
Or maybe, all right, there may be like a sort of chest harness for the dog.
Oh, yeah, chest harness for the dog.
The dog could run with her without actually having to move his feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a sort of baby Bjorn for a dog.
That could be all right, but if she was to fall, she could kill the dog.
Yeah, but it would also act as a nice sort of...
What? It's life, innit?
Yeah. At some point, you are going to fall on and kill your dog. Because also, think of the alternative. It would have been her own face.
Yeah.
You'd certainly kill your dog to save your face, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a good cushion.
Saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So she likes running the dog.
Doesn't like running the dog.
What about like activities, events, and stuff like that? What's her favourite, like music and stuff?
Well, I am getting them tickets for something, but I'm not saying here. But something musical.
Well, in case she watches.
Yeah. Oh, well, to be honest, I can just see anyway because she told me to get them. It's the Illegal Eagles, which are not real eagles. Yeah.
Right.
What is this? It like a sort of owl sanctuary?
Have you heard of the Eagles? The Eagles.
You love the Eagles.
I don't know the Eagles, man.
Hey, he's been seeing them. He's been seeing the Eagles.
I have heard of Eagles, yes.
Yeah, because I got them the Fleetwood Mac tribute one, which were apparently brilliant.
Really?
I accidentally got them front row tickets for that.
What?
Yeah.
Whereabouts was that?
I think in the Newcastle City Hall or the Sage or something.
Wow. Did they enjoy it? Front row seats?
They were stunned. It was like, why have you put up the stops here? I think I just got lucky. Someone must have returned them and I just tapped in straight away.
Have you ever been front row for anything?
Great. I was front row for Three Bean Salad a couple months ago.
The podcast you like. Yeah. Nice.
In Manchester. I was front row for that. Nice. It was great. It was me and then two women that worked there who just didn't get it. They didn't get the comedy.
Mad. I've never been front row for a salad.
No.
Anyway, so she likes tribute bands.
Yeah. Well, no, she likes bands, but Ethan's too cheap.
Yeah.
She'd obviously prefer Eagles.
Would she do like a skydive?
No, I don't think she'd do a skydive. I mean, I should never have talked about it, but.
Well, I'll tell you what they do. Have you ever heard of the Devil's Arse?
Go on.
In the Devil's Arse, it's a cave. This is genuine, by the way.
Buxton?
It's a cave near Buxton, near Hathersage.
Lovely part of the world.
And inside the cave, they do music. They do gigs. And they're often tribute acts, like a Fleetwood Mac tribute act. But it's a fantastic little venue. So you can get tickets to something
in,
like that.
In a cave.
In a cave. The devil's arse itself. So there you go. That's her song.
Yeah, that's lovely. Good. Do you know if they've got any holidays coming up somewhere?
Tried this, Drew. I've done it before. I've got them booked some like trips around Scotland, the history of different islands, where to visit. They've got nothing in the calendar. Mm. They're going to Brunei. Oh, they might be there now.
They're in Brunei?
Yeah, they've got...
Where's that? Scotland?
Just south of Scotland.
Brunei?
Yeah, about sort of, I would say, 8,000 kilometres southeast of Scotland.
Where's Brunei?
Like, near... I think it's between, like...
Indonesia?
South of Singapore. Yeah, yeah.
Brunei? Yeah,
well, they're going to Singapore, then Brunei, yeah. So... Yeah.
Wow. It's right in that cluster of loads of the islandy bits of Asia. Between Australia and kind of, you know, Thailand. That little...
What are they doing there?
It's for work. They've got a client, a lad who lives over there. So,
sorry?
Yeah, they've got a lad who lives over there. A nice lad.
They're going over there to visit a lad.
Well, to help the lad.
So your mum and your stepdad?
Yeah.
Two-man job?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's just my mum and another lad, actually. My stepdad's not going on this one.
Right, let me get this straight.
We need to stop this.
So your mum and a couple of lads are going on holiday?
To help another lad out.
Sorry, just my mum and this young lad.
Now you're adding to it.
I'm telling the truth.
In Brunei.
Going to Brunei to help out this.
You get something in a Brunei, I can tell you that much. Go on, son. Oh, I love that.
Merry Christmas.
It relies on the way that Geordie says the colour brown, doesn't it?
Do you have any worries?
Sorry, everyone. Sorry to your mum, obviously. Sorry to the kids in Brunei.
Stepdad John, have you got something for him?
I've got him, like, the private eye and some hot sauce at the minute.
Private eye and hot sauce for
time
me.
To panic buy some cheese and chocolate. Which is
Brunei,
what I'm gonna do after
private
this.
Eye, panic buy.
Yeah, yeah. What about other siblings?
I don't have it. Oh, step siblings. It's going to be, again, they get a chocolate and a cheese, and I'll get them, like, a little liqueur. I do it every year. There's too many of them.
What about your dad?
I'll get some fudge.
Get some fudge,
Nice. That's everyone sorted then. What about the nearest and the dearest?
Yeah, what about your loved one? What are you going to do there?
Well, me and Chloe have already done... Sorry, Toby Carvery. We've already done our presents.
What did she get
why?
You?
No, one before that. Why?
Because... It's good to just tick it off and have the rest of it to worry about.
It's good to tick it off.
What, why? All right,
it's
so January 1st rolls around.
To tick
this
it
is
off.
Ethan's first week of the year. January 1st, we start Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Get it ticked off. January the 2nd, we do Easter.
Yeah, you've had a cream egg by the 3rd.
Yeah. On the 3rd, we do summer solstice. Get it out of the way.
Well ahead.
Get it out of the way.
Pancake Day.
What's that? Pancake Day. Well, we do that while we're doing Easter.
Yeah, of course.
And then obviously by the end of the week, it's New Year's Eve, which is great. On the 6th of Jan.
What?
Get it out of the way. These are on the days they're on for a reason.
Did you have a special night together or something?
So she planned a surprise evening for me, you see. So we thought we'd just tie in my presents with that evening and do a little Christmas day out.
Oh, nice. Where did you go?
Well, that's a great question. Would you like to know the presents that I gifted, first of all?
Yeah, of course.
I gifted a white fox hoodie, for she saw that on a bus once and said it was a dream to have one.
Someone left a hoodie on a bus and you took it?
It was a picture on the bus.
That's fucking mad. So, which seat was it, on the back of the bus?
No, so it was, yes, on the back of the bus whilst we were driving behind the bus.
Oh,
so I remembered.
Behind it.
I got her a lovely notepad and stuff to help her sort herself out. Oof. Everything had a reason. And then
everything had a reason. A notepad to sort yourself out.
Here you go, lass. Sort yourself out.
Did you give her a pen to write stuff in?
There was a pen included.
It's good that. You're always thinking, aren't you?
Yeah.
I got a little squeegee kind of aluminium toy to do something with your hands in the hope it might stop the vaping.
Great.
Everything had a reason. You see, so these presents are improvement.
God,
how much improvement does she need?
Because obviously, enjoyment would be too easy of a thing, of a reason to give someone a gift, wouldn't it? It has to be make you better than you are.
And I got her some magic stars so that she can aim higher.
Yeah. Get a new boyfriend for the same reason?
Yeah. Oh, that's not very nice,
is it? It's not very nice, no.
What does she get you?
She.
I'm going to guess these things were just straight up enjoyable rather than self-improved. Go on.
Well, the grand gesture was a little evening out to... have you heard of the place called Polaroid? It might be called Polaroid. I was going to say Paranoid. No, it's Polaroid. It's in...
I was going to say Paranoid.
someone wants me to say it. I'm scared.
It's in Northern Quarter, I think. It's like a gaming bar. Mm. So she got us 2 hours in a booth and a free cocktail to play Nintendo in.
And what part of your flawed personality is she trying to fix with that, or do you think it was just because she thought you might like it?
I think she just thought, let's have a good time together.
Yeah. In terms of motivations, which one feels easier to accept?
In what sense?
Would you rather be getting gifts that were to try and fix you,
was it not called
or
Pixel?
For you to enjoy them?
Pixel.
Fucking Polaroid.
Sorry. I think both are great, because by me having a good time, that probably makes me better towards her.
Yeah. So, oh, God. Great. So where did you... So you went to Pixel and you got your own booth.
And many slushes with drugs, alcohol in, drugs. I said drugs. I didn't have drugs.
No wonder he's paranoid. He's on a cookout out of this lap.
Yeah. He's off his tits. Fucking Mario
slushes
Kart.
Slushes and drugs.
So now
you can't drink and drive in Mario Kart, can you?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What other games did you play then?
Well, there was Super Smash Brawl. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
good that.
That was a mint game back in the day. Do you remember like when you used to make your own maps and stuff and just go around batter another character? I loved that game. So that was lovely to relive that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you eat a Pixel or was just drinking?
Oh, well, beforehand she treated us to a meal.
Where did you go?
Lucky boy.
Lucky boy?
No, sorry. There's no good meal.
In Chinatown?
That was a little gag. Not on a meal. It was a place, a Greek restaurant called something along the lines of like I Love Greek. Something like
what
that.
What did they do?
It's not called that. Do you know?
I love Greek.
No, I know what you mean. It is called something like that.
Where is it?
It's
in the Corn Exchange.
It's so on the nose, it's unbelievable.
Whereabouts is that? I Love Greek.
Corn Exchange, Exchange Square.
Yeah. I Love Greek. Wow.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I got a big meaty gyros.
Was it good?
Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking so, hold on. Hey, it's not adding up, this.
Why?
Big meaty gyros. Yeah. Fucking hours spent with slushies and a booth, and you got a hoodie.
I got a nice squeegee thing as well and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's a little team you.
Who do you think paid more, you or her, for each other?
I think we felt similar. A ballpark, I think. Absolutely.
Do you believe him?
I don't think he's a million miles away.
No, how much is a white... I don't know how much a white fox hoodie is.
That could be 40 quid, that could be 200 quid, couldn't it?
50 quid.
Right. So very much near the lower end of the possibilities then. Okay, so you've done well for yourself.
Oh yeah, I've done
and
very well
like that
for
hoodie.
Myself. She said she couldn't believe she had one. She never thought she'd get one. So that was nice, wasn't it?
Oh.
What's
this? What? Why have you done Christmas already? Did you have to win a raffle to get one? Why could she never believe she got one? It's not like a rarity, is it?
She couldn't believe it.
I think she was fucking... Do you not think she was being sarcastic?
I think she's been dead for some time.
I've got a good...
No.
Another good story for you quickly.
Oh, I hope so. No, is this Breaking Joe's?
It might be. It's Breaking Joe's. It's special, isn't it?
More Baileys, anyone?
Ah, yeah,
this
well,
is this is
I'm
our
right,
Christmas special.
I'll have one in the second
get
show.
Get fucking down, you
got
lad.
To read in a bit.
Read what?
Reading my book. I've got to return it in a week and I'm...
You've got to read? Can you not read pissed?
It's harder, isn't it?
Not that hard. Makes it more exciting.
Are you working in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey's doesn't affect me like it, no.
Who?
I could have Bailey's on a drip.
You tried.
And I'd enjoy it.
Well, what was your other story, Ethan?
Well, we did Secret Santa with our friends. And,
this is more like
God.
What we did was good present, bad present. So, there was two separate raffles. But I didn't recognise this.
You need to explain the rules.
So, the rules for Secret Santa...
No, good good present, bad present.
So for you buy someone a positive present and then you buy someone a negative present.
So one would be,
this could go
instance,
horribly
a
wrong.
Backpack, the other one would be a consultation at a cosmetic surgery clinic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Backpack.
What do you mean?
So I mistook the rules. I thought you did the draw and you bought the same individual a good present and a bad present. I didn't realise there's two different draws. Wow. So I spent about 60 quid on this one person.
Fucking hell, more than his missus.
That's unbelievable.
You've spent more on
I've spent more on Chloe.
Did you fuck, you bought that in a squid, G?
Fuck off.
So this person, good present, bad present, got more than... I hope Chloe's on this.
I hope Chloe's all right about that.
She's all right.
She always listens.
Chloe, sorry about Ethan.
So
60 quid? For Secret Santa?
Yeah, well, it was a cock-up, wasn't it? So I then found out I needed to buy... I had Bill. And luckily he's in Miami, so I fucked him off. I've not told him yet. He's in Miami, so I've not got him anything yet. But anyway.
Wait.
So, what?
Stop. Have you spent 60 quid but not got him anything?
No, I spent it all on one person, remember? I was meant to buy one person a good one person a bad one. I bought the same person a good one and a bad one, forgetting about the other person, not recognising that draw.
Okay. Yeah, but surely the bad one is bad for everyone.
Well, I'll send you this. It's a good reaction to this. So you can watch this in the chat and I can mix it in. Okay. So basically, I had Wob. We all know Wob.
Oi.
Who?
Wob. So what I got him was, because his favourite thing in the world is Terry's chocolate orange. So I got the full collection.
Okay.
And, all right. So what do you want to tell us before we watch it?
So full collection of Terry's chocolate orange stuff. And then I got him something related to that Terry's chocolate orange collection.
Okay,
which you can
are you
see
ready?
Now.
You've got him a John Terry Chelsea top.
Terry's.
Did that cost you a lot of money? Of
course it did. His good present, the one he wanted, cost £2.50 for a Terry's chocolate
that
orange.
That must have cost
and
more
the
than.
The was 58 quid.
I can guarantee that cost more than a White Fox hoodie.
2012 Champions League final one.
Why have you gone so all out on the bad present?
Well, last year I got shouted at for just getting a couple of cheeses and a bag of crisps.
So instead you've got an orange and a massively overpriced shirt for John Terry?
Yeah.
Who does he support, Wob?
He's Preston, but there's a joke that he's a bit of a Chelsea fan because his dad likes them, so he kind of softens.
So it's actually a good
them.
Present then?
That yeah. is a good present.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you ready for Christmas? Are you bought all your gifts?
Lizzie's stuff's pretty much sorted. Which is, I've been helped because we sort of scaled back a bit this year.
Yeah.
Do you know, because of the house move and all that. So, I've got her some good stuff. And I haven't got my Secret Santa at home anything yet. And annoyingly, I don't know if he'll watch this, hopefully not. Actually, I can't say. But I've basically missed the boat on something.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I'm struggling
to get
now.
Delivered.
No, it's out of stock now and it wasn't 3 days ago.
And in terms of, like, Secret Santa, is that Lizzie's half of the family?
No, mine.
Your half.
We just draw one name out of a hat, don't we?
Nice.
So you don't buy everyone something. You buy the kids something because they're kids.
Yeah, of course.
They don't get it. But for the adults, we just buy one person something. And then everyone else, you get them, like, something
and
from the pound
shop.
And
you've even forgot to do that.
I've not forgot, but I've just left it.
And then Lizzie's side of the family, do you buy stuff for them?
It's carnage.
Huh?
It's 30, 40, 50 quid ahead.
Ahead?
It's mad.
What, you and Lizzie going half on that?
I can't get stuck in. We go sort of two thirds and thirds.
Huh? Who's the third?
I'm the third.
Good, that's all right.
Yeah. But I feel a bit guilty. Should I pay half?
Depends on. How many is there? The dad, the mum, the brother.
Sister-in-law.
Four, that's all right.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. You're
being a bit rude.
Nah.
By
it's
not
fine.
Always going fully halves on it. I do a bit go halves on
we're
it.
We're going fully halves, but I'm a little bit. I've not got much. Yeah. I was trying to go shopping today, but I realised I'm not very good at shopping.
All you've done is bought yourself some new shoes.
Yeah, I bought me another gift. How's that happened? I tell you what, people need to get right. The temperature in shops makes me uncomfortable.
In what sense?
Because you go around and you walk outside, and it's pissing down rain. It's pissing down with rain. And it's cold. So you layer up.
Mm.
Then you walk into, I don't know, like an M&S or a Zara. The fucking heating's on.
Not M&S.
So you're sweating your balls out. What? Why not M&S?
It's cold.
Have you got Becky anything?
We're going to go join on a big away day.
That you got off so lightly there.
What do you mean? Well, her idea.
So yeah,
she's better than got off. But I said, listen, we're only going to join a bigger weight if it's a night. If we go for it,
like what?
I don't know. Rome, but good Rome.
Good Rome.
Well, I don't know. Not staying like a hostel like sometimes we used to do.
Did you?
We used to love hostels, like a little secret hostel. Little, oh, do you want some of this? Bailey's, yeah. Ethan's come for Bailey's. You're sharing like a little hostel. And, oh, sorry, do you want me to fucking wipe your ass as well? Hey, don't take the ball! Ethan's stealing the ball. Give us a bit of that. So we're going to go all out. But we might go up with the dogs somewhere. I've got two dogs to pay for now as well.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
What are you getting them for Christmas?
Hopefully another extra few years for the older one.
How's he getting on?
Doing all right. He's lost a lot of weight.
How much?
It's more weight than me. 4 kilograms he's lost.
That's not that much, is it?
Shut up.
How much does he weigh?
He's only had it for a month, 6 weeks.
Fair enough. How much does he weigh?
41 kilograms. And now he's gone down to 37.
Okay, yeah. No, we're moving in the right direction. What should he be, Bob? 33.
Do you want him to 33?
Yeah. Have I got that back on?
Hell. What's wrong with you?
No, you're doing well. I just thought, I just feel as though...
He's probably lost the weight of your dog.
Yeah, well, Dusty weighs 6.5 kilos.
Right, well, think about that. He's nearly lost the weight of Dusty.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So how else has your week been? Well, we noticed you're getting proper breaking jokes. Yeah, let's move away from Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. I've been to Wales.
Gorgeous. How was the weather?
Utterly shit.
It's
quite frankly.
It's too much.
It's crazy.
Why didn't you just go to somewhere like Barbados?
Huh?
Because the weather would be better there than Wales.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Shit, we didn't think about that. Because it's the same price, same distance and time.
And yeah, and you can get the dog to Barbados.
Yeah, should I land? Anglesey, to be precise.
Right, who's going?
It's me.
You.
Lizzie. Lizzie's mum. Lizzie's dad.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Good.
Lizzie's brother?
Lizzie's brother went, yeah.
Lizzie's sister-in-law?
Too many.
And one of them has to go.
Well,
the mum. Bye.
No, don't say that.
Sorry.
But the sister-in-law was poorly. So now we've got ourselves...
Poor Lee. She's coming as well.
Brilliant.
So she didn't come. So first night, neither did Lizzie's brother, because she's staying with his wife. Then he said, okay, I can come for one night, once she's sort of, you know...
What was over?
Just one of them coughs that keep you up all night. And a cold to boot.
I bet you're thinking to yourself,
no, it's not, because if you just got a cold, fine, come on the holiday. But do you know those ones where you're literally up going, for 12 hours and you want to just smash everyone's face in? Because
there's a thing about that. Raw kiwis apparently are great for them. Does she have any raw kiwis?
I'll ask if she has raw kiwis and a time machine to fix it. And come on the holiday. So I think she's feeling better now. I think so. Good. So a brother came for a one evening, which was nice. It was a lot of going. So hot tub, first of all.
Now, what are the rules of the hot tub? Like, are you all in? Like, were you
sometimes,
your mum and dad?
Well, actually, on this
dad
occasion,
and...
we weren't all in. But in the past, we've always been all in.
Now, who sits where? What about if your legs, you know, sort of touch
it's
one
sort of a hit and hope type sitch. You just kind of make it work. I'm usually tucked up like that, cannonball style, because I don't want any untowardness.
Cannonball style?
You know, like when you're cannonballing into a... bombing into a swimming pool.
You doing what in the swimming pool?
Right. So we're all tucked up real nice. Nice, but this time, there was one time where me and Lizzie were in it, and then that's... I only went in it once. This time.
What? If I had a hot tub, you've got to have your breakfast in there, read the papers.
It was so windy and rainy that I didn't like being outside.
This sounds a horrible trip.
Yeah. People are dropping out left, right and centre. You don't like being outside. You just went and lived somewhere else for a little bit.
No, just in my pants in a hot tub. Huh? I like being outside when we went to the beach, the seaside, a wonderful pub called The Ship. Hmm. Oh my God, that place was outrageous.
Really?
Yeah, really, really great. Had a half pint of Kronenbourg, which I've never had before, in its lovely little glass.
Wow.
I've never seen one of those glasses. That wasn't the highlight of the trip.
I feel like we're all coming up some zingers today, aren't we?
Oh,
it was
fantastic.
We went out for a curry.
Brilliant.
Wonderful. A railway lamb, yes, please.
Oh, the railway lamb. Yeah. Where's that come from? That's the new butter chicken.
Do you know what it is? And this, and a fair play to the Indian restaurant owners, restaurateurs. It is their attempt to tap into our want for traditional Indian food.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Because in recent years, like let's say 20 years ago, when we first got into the Indian game,
yeah,
25 years, let's say.
Yeah.
It was your classic standard. We can all name them. Starting at a korma, maybe butter chicken.
No. I think you're... keep going, but leave butter chicken out of it.
Yeah, so it was korma, tikka masala. Then you're in that kind of Balti, Rogan, Josh middle ground.
Mm.
Then you're in. Then you're into a Jalfrezi.
Yeah.
Then you're into a vindaloo. Then you're into a Val.
Yeah.
And I'm probably missing a few out there, but that was your rough kind of thing. And everyone picked from that.
Yeah. You're right, because everyone went down that route. And what happened more and more is people started showing their nose up a little bit at it.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, chicken karai is on the menu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I want to tell you this. I think you're right. I think the buttered chicken... it's just another way for people to feel comfortable enough to order a mild curry, like a masala or a korma, because it's just as flavoursome, just as mild, sort of kind of just as, like, it's a little bit sweet, but not too sweet. And that's them going, oh, but this is an authentic sort of dish.
So in coming the last 10 years is the wave of authentic Indian, or supposedly authentic, I don't know, authentic Indian meals. That is your mild version. Now we're getting a butter chicken where we would have got a korma. Then you've got all the stuff that's like pani puri and stuff where you're pouring coriander water into crispy bites.
You've had a pani
puri.
One of the worst things I've ever had.
Worst thing I've had. Dosa. People weren't eating dosa in England 15 years ago, but they are unbelievable. I'm sure you were in the small kind of communities and stuff, but not like mainstream, you couldn't get that. And I think with that has come the railway lamb.
The railway lamb.
Or stuff like that, where it's like, it's named after almost like a concept of a meal rather than an actual name.
But we still...
this was what the railway workers ate. Yeah. But it isn't, is it?
Because we still maybe aren't as brave as some of the cuisines. For example, if you go into certain Indian spots, say on the A6 when I get home and I go in there, they've got like a karahi with... baby chickens.
Have they?
Have you seen that?
No.
Now, I'm not brave enough for that.
Chick, chick, bang, bang.
And even when you go maybe onto the other side of the cuisines, like your Chinese food, they bring in out one of our favourite places we go to at the minute. It's got offal.
Yeah, you got offal, you can get chicken feet. Chicken heads.
Yeah,
I've seen chicken head.
We haven't. So they are sort of braving us with the new dishes, but they are not giving us the meat that we're too scared of yet.
No, we're still getting big chunks of single issue.
Yes.
Which is fine. And also, I like that we're trying new things and it's getting different. So I had the railway lamb, which to me was much like a lamb curry.
Yeah. And is everyone all right? Is everyone having like poppadoms for the middle?
Five on the poppadoms.
You didn't get five of your mum.
I got five poppadoms, but I said I'm not going to get a starter, so that's why I'm just getting five poppadoms. They didn't get a starter either, so it just made me look a little greedy. Very good poppadom to pickle tray ratio.
Great.
Because sometimes one's not enough, two's too many. We were just scraping the last of the mango chutters out with that fifth. Let's be honest. What, six? 11th poppadom. It was the lamb. All fantastic. I would say possibly the star of the holiday was the dodgy fire stick, if I may.
Why? Because
Saturday and Sunday.
And because the Airbnb owners must have left that there.
Yes.
Yes,
I had to bring it. Wall-to-wall sports.
Sports.
From all around the world.
Lizzie's dad's a City fan.
Lizzie's dad's a City fan, but he's a generous City fan.
How does that mean?
In the sense that when United were playing Bournemouth on Monday, he wasn't booing and laughing every time Bournemouth scored.
Yes. He would have been tired.
He was kind of encouraging United to score.
What did he make of the Sunderland Newcastle result, which we've failed to bring up yet?
We will be talking about that in a second, actually.
What did he make of it, though?
I loved it.
He loved it.
We all loved it.
Good for Sunderland.
Great for the North East.
Great for the North East.
And anyone who disagreed with that would be...
he's coming up. And just showing me what real football's like.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. We watched Nativity 1 and 2.
I had a skip 2. Have you seen? You've seen it?
I've seen most of it. We didn't get through
it. Yeah, I know why.
Chris Tarrant, didn't it?
Chris, yeah.
Not you Chris had Tarrant. The Nick one of David the stars Tarrant. From that film on your radio show the other day, didn't you?
Who?
One of the children from the Nativity.
Did you?
I swear you did. Did you not?
No, I don't think
was
so.
It maybe it was a different presenter after you?
Oh, maybe it was, yeah, but I don't think I had it. I was going to say,
they'd hate to find out this, wouldn't they? You slagging it off.
Nativity 2, you'd have skipped it.
I've not had any Nativity people on, I don't think.
We also stopped at your friend of mine, Lanfair Pulib Gilly Gilly Gin Gilly Goggery Cheery Do Rob Will I Stanny Lily Gogogoch.
Can I ask something? What do you make of Wales?
Swim there.
Oh, the world's longest town name.
Yeah.
Wow.
We went there. 58 letters.
That's amazing. Place. Again, what do you make of Wales?
Great. Sometimes people were a bit interesting.
Yeah.
But in a nice way.
Yeah.
All very pleasant, very lovely. Just a slight rotation of the dial compared to England, isn't it? It's not the same as England.
No, it's
definitely
not.
Different. I don't know if it's better or worse, but it isn't the same as England. So you go there and you think, maybe this is just me being English, being like, oh, we're the centre of everything. This is what the UK's like.
Yeah.
But you're just crossing that imaginary line, and all of a sudden, things are a little bit different. Oh, there's no glug in there, was there?
No.
What do you make of Wales?
Sometimes I think I could live there, but I don't know if they'd be happy if I did.
No, they won't want you.
They wouldn't want you there.
You're the worst sort of Englishman to go over there as well.
Yeah.
They won't want you.
Why?
You'd eat all the sausages.
You would. There'd be no sausage left.
Yeah. The butchers, gutted. No, I think you'd be welcoming him with open arms, because you'd be up for doing a bit of singing when you're pissed.
I love singing.
In the pubs, in the beer gardens, you'd be leading the way. I think you'd sing the Welsh anthem after you'd lived there for a few years, wouldn't you?
What's the Welsh anthem again?
I don't remember. Flowers of Wales.
Scotland, yeah.
I do really like Wales. But we went into this shop. I want to talk about this shop quickly.
Talk about it as long as you want.
It was next to the... I can't remember. It was next to the Len Fan Pwilly Gwilly
Ginly
Goggory. Sorry about him. Rob Willie. I'm just saying where we were.
I get it.
In Stilly Silly Go 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 Go. Right? Next to the train station there, there's a big shop.
Wow.
Where's this big shop?
Fucking hell, there's going to be a few best bits, isn't there, out of this episode?
Isn't it interesting?
Top 10 moments.
Isn't it interesting?
When
these two have had a drink, things just get a little different, don't they? And that's not what you want to hear, is it?
No.
When someone's had a drink and all of a sudden they're getting a little bit pointed with things. He did it before, you're doing it now. Go on, you tell me what you've been up to this.
No, I want to hear about this big shop.
Tell us about this record-breaking...
What was it, like a Tesco's Extra?
No, it wasn't, but I don't want to get into it.
Go on, I want to hear about the big shop.
No.
What does it sell?
I've had enough, go on.
What does it sell?
No, I can't get into it.
Butchers?
It's just boring, you tell me what you've been doing. What have you been doing?
I went doing my big shop on Tuesday.
How big was it?
Unreal. Let's get involved in that.
Ethan, don't start. No, I want to hear about the big shop, Joe. Please.
But it was a certain type of shop that I find interesting. It's a unique type of shop. It was essentially the same as a garden centre shop.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to these?
I've been to a garden centre.
But the shop that's attached to them, the bit that isn't selling the plants.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other shop in
the
world.
Very expensive.
Incredibly expensive. Sells only the shittest of goods. It's tins of fudge. You can buy like nougat. You can buy a little plant pot with like legs that are plant pots and a little face. And you can buy quarter zip jumpers from brands you've never heard of that are just called like Cambridge.
Yeah.
Or like Explorer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're 95 quid each. It was a mega version of one of those shops. Every single item in there, shocking. How do they keep going? Those little shops where you're buying cinder toffee for like 18 quid.
Why would you think?
Oh, Kendall mint cake.
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Why are they different
mint
to every other
bad
shop?
Though, is it, Ethan?
It is bad. Ah! It is. It's terrible.
But you would never buy it.
Yeah.
It's an away day. People love an away day.
It's awful. Yeah. And then you'll have like a single fridge in the middle of it as well with some local cheese in it.
Did you buy anything?
No. It was really a really bad shop.
Did your mum buy anything?
I can't believe those shops exist, and they're always called like Dobby's and stuff. Do you know what I mean? There's one near where it's up called Dobby's.
Is it called Dobby's?
And you go in, anything, everything in here is crap and so overpriced.
We've got a Bent near ours.
A what?
A Bent.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you know what I mean? And you go in there and they're just selling the worst weird stuff, like a pack of dice and stuff like that. Big candle that's 70 quid.
It's crazy, isn't it? And lots of different versions of Uno.
Yeah, and when you think some of the shops on the high street that have gone bust over the years, Wilco can't keep going, basically giving the shit away, and they've gone. And then you've got stuff like fucking Angela's over at the plant shop, and they're selling an apron with a picture of an AI picture of a staffy on it for 58 quid.
Oh, I could get me mum that for Christmas, actually.
She'd love that, to be fair, yeah. All you have to do is go to... One second, let me read the name again.
Oh, no, not the name again.
What are you been doing then?
I've had a good week, solid week, just getting ready for Christmas. Felt a little bit poorly yesterday. I had a bad stomach. So Tuesday night I woke up, but basically Monday night watched United, couldn't really sleep afterwards because the game was mental, 4-4 against Bournemouth, so I didn't get to sleep till about 11. Then I was up at 4, so it's 5 hours kip. I'm on the ropes a little bit Tuesday night, go to bed 11:30, I wake up with the most horrendous pain. I don't want to blame the Lebanese food that I got on a Tuesday lunch, some lemon chicken, but I will. I won't tell you where from.
Where was it from?
It rhymes with Waz Waz Waz. You've never been? It's in Stockport. It's normally brilliant. The pain was like anything I've ever had before in my life.
Like anything you've ever had?
Like nothing I've ever had before in my life. I was in agony on the loo. I've never felt...
But just pooing?
Yeah. By the end of it, I don't know. It's like... It was just a shower.
Just slime.
Just not even slime.
Right, we get the idea, yeah.
Anyway, so I then did the show, the breakfast show, but then the last hour, I
I knew this! You disappeared at
the last
9
hour
o'clock.
I had to go at 9.
You did?
My brain stopped working. I kept calling Christmas, Easter. I kept getting my days mixed up. I had to go. I said, I can't do this.
What?
Because I was just so sleep deprived. Because
Mike Sweeney took over.
I was
didn't
up from 11:30 p.m. till 4. I was just about to go back to sleep after having the shits all day. My alarm went off. I was like, "Oh, kill me now!" But I didn't, because no one would be able to cover me straight away. I cracked on, and I went and did the first 3 hours. But by the last 10-15 minutes, I couldn't speak.
What was happening in your head in those 10-15 minutes? Because not only do you feel bad from not sleeping and from shitting, you're now starting to feel probably guilty and stressed that the show isn't going to plan. How were you feeling in those last few moments?
Awful. My head was banging off the wall.
We just getting everything, couldn't think.
Yeah. So today's show was a little bit different, but I made a bit of a mistake. So I bought some anti-diarrhea tablets because I kept getting paranoid that what if it was to strike again, you know what I mean? They say it's only a 24-hour thing, don't they? But I'm a bit different. So I thought, what if it's 48?
You mean you're a bit different now?
So it took... two, because I thought I'm a big boy as well, anti-diarrhea tablets.
Oh, well.
See, I don't know what the recommended doctor's listening, but the side effects was the most incredible amount of wind I have ever had in my life. I had to turn my microphone down several times just to...
What, you were farting on air?
Yeah.
You couldn't wait till the tracks are on or whatever?
Well, that's what I mean. Between 7 and 8:30, there's no tracks.
But you're not just talking non-stop, are you?
No, I play little like clips and stuff, little sticks. So I had to keep playing 9-second jingles just so I can let rip. I went to see a friend, Clint Boone, do a gig on Saturday night in the Spiral Carpets at the Albert Hall.
I saw you did this.
Very good fun.
Was it?
Brilliant.
So who was the opener?
He was a DJ called Dave Sweetmore. Good DJ, lovely guy.
Good name.
Great name.
Whenever there's a DJ at any event... Because I know you do a bit of DJing. You always talk about them like you sort of almost subconsciously ranking them on your little local DJ scale. Great DJ, good guy. Because there's another DJ called Dave as well, isn't there? Or what's the other guy called that did the Etihad or whatever before Oasis or something that you were sort of on with? And I remember we talked about him.
Who?
Or was it Co-op Live or something?
Dave.
He might not be called Dave.
Jimmy the Gent?
That was it, Jimmy the Gent. And I know for a fact, in your head, you're kind of like placing yourself on this list of DJs.
I'm at the bottom.
You think?
I'm at the bottom. Dave Sweetman was brilliant. So Jimmy the Gent's number one.
Is he? Is he the premium kind of offering around it?
Yeah, big time. In fact, I need a DJ to help me. They're going to do the countdown again for New Year's Eve in Manchester City
Centre. You're working it again?
Doing the countdown from 10.
What does
9.
Becky make of that?
What do you mean?
Is she not want to spend New Year's Eve with you?
Well, New Year's Eve's fucking hell. It's not like I'm away from home all fucking year.
No, no, but
I get home every day at 11 o'clock. She has her tea ready and I've walked the dogs when she's back. I'm one day a year, and you're making to get the violins out.
I've got Christmas
off. I've got most of the thingy off. You're the one who's fucking off to work on Boxing Day for United.
He's having a little dig in that again. I just wondered if, does she go, oh, I would have loved to have gone out with you on New Year's Eve.
Nah.
Not bothered.
I don't know. What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Ethan? I'm going to the lakes with
fucking up.
With family.
Why don't you buy? Why don't you see what you could do? What's up?
Let me restart something a sec. Is that all? Was that Bailey's all that was in that bag?
Yeah.
Because a minute before we went live, or before we started recording, you kept going. We need to open it. This is time sensitive. What's in this bag?
It is.
What is?
The ice.
I thought you had something like hot.
It's already melted.
Or alive. Oh, you've still got ice in our cup.
I had something completely opposite. I had something cold.
Oh, sorry.
It's already melted. What were we saying? Lakes. Why don't you buy something for everyone to do at the Lake District, like a little pub crawl or something like that, or maybe there's an activity, maybe go kayaking.
I don't think I want to go. Well, we usually do like a run into the sea or something, but this year it's lakes. So we could run into a lake. It's just another water body, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I could bring a few cards or whatever, you know.
Well, like Christmas cards?
No, sorry, no, I don't do. I disagree with Christmas cards.
Excuse me?
It's a waste of paper. It's a waste of time. There's no point to it. I'd rather have a present.
Do you wrap your presents?
I do wrap presents, of course.
It's just a waste of wrapping paper.
No, because there's a purpose to that, isn't there?
There's a purpose to a Christmas card.
No, but you're talking about the envelope, then, if you're criticising me for the paper.
I'm fine with paper. As long as I can get that Christmas card to them and has a nice little bit of writing on it.
You don't give a shit about a Christmas card.
You don't send a text.
I send out Christmas cards.
No, you don't.
In fact, if you listen to the Joe McGraw Breakfast Show, we've got a Christmas card exchange going on.
Yeah, but that's not the same. The BBC sorted that.
Over 80.
That's just because you've run out of ideas and you need something to tick it on.
And also, they came up with that.
What?
That's
I came up with that.
Yeah, but it's funded by...
Tomorrow, I've got a team of people...
How many personal Christmas cards have you sent?
Personal? Five.
Five?
Five.
No one's got one. You've not.
Yeah,
one.
I have. Everyone gets one with the gift.
Everyone does that. That doesn't count.
Well, I bet Ethan doesn't
have
do that.
Have you written and sent out any Christmas cards?
No, don't like the post office in Edgeley.
Oh, they're rough stuff right there, aren't they? They're mean old people in there.
Awful. I tell you what I am doing though. Tomorrow, I'm doing some carol singing with a load of carols.
Oh, you were talking about this.
I've got a band full of eight now.
Eight carols?
So carol, 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 but with an E.
Oh, really? Carol?
What? Carol, carol.
In a
carol
Toyota with an E. Corolla, no less.
Yeah. So we're taking over the Trafford Centre tomorrow. The same place I DJed for 8 hours. And we stood there with eight carols doing Rudolph and Jingle Bells.
Is that what we've plumped for?
It's the only ones that we can sort of guarantee everyone knows the words.
So who
to.
Are these carols?
I fucking just said carol.
No.
Carol, 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 carol with an E. Who would it carol?
Where have you plucked them from?
They found me.
No, they didn't find you.
They did.
You must have put the word out.
I need to put the word out on social media. So we've got like Carol in Salford, Carol Malpass. We've got Carol, whose birthday is, she lives in Chorlton. We've got Carol Jason. Carol Jason is a musician, weirdly knows three other carols.
Well, then, yeah. So then they know each other. We know all the Joes.
And we've
we?
Got Carol from the canteen that makes me a coffee in the morning.
You didn't manage to get hold of Carol Poborski in the end?
No, but we did try and... Oh, yeah. We didn't know
former Man United player.
And we did try Carol Kirkwood, the weather presenter on BBC News.
Surely she's an easy get.
Carol Vorderman as well. Couldn't get hold of her.
What about Vorders.
Kirkwood? I
wouldn't know. Why not?
Too busy with the weather. It never stops.
This time of year. This is a Christmas, isn't it? This time of year.
Mm-hmm.
For the weather folks.
Even, have you been watching any Christmas films?
I have watched one this year. Is this
hit the jingle! Hit the jingle!
Harry Potter's pretty good. Harry Potter! Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film. Harry Potter! You won't believe it, it's time for my film review.
Oh, hello, welcome to Ethan's film review.
Can we be a bit more enthusiastic?
I've seen one Christmas film. It's maybe, I'm going to say, the 26th time I've seen it.
Do you want to guess,
Home Alone.
Joe? Is it, it's not Home Alone again.
It's not Home Alone.
Elf?
Is it Miracle on 34th
no.
Street?
No.
It's A Wonderful Life.
No.
Love Actually.
Yes. I've seen Love Actually, because Toby hasn't seen it before. So I presented her with it, and she rated it as bang average.
I'm not the biggest Love Actually fan. I know why some people are.
Yeah.
For me, it's not as good as what other people make of it. It's a good film, like, but there's a bit of like.
Do you well, want
to, it's a bit
sorry,
odd, isn't it?
I was just gonna say, because even as you've got older, as I've got older, I've heard it a few more times, and you realise some of the jokes and stuff. There's like. Obviously, there's the person who serves the Prime Minister, and there's loads of like fat jokes directed towards her throughout. Where you think, would they do that so much anymore these
fat
days?
Fat jokes,
eh? Hey, yeah, it's disgusting.
Feel nice, does
yeah,
it? Just don't feel nice. Yeah.
And then there was like a scene where, what's he called? Liam Neeson sat with the boy.
Liam Neeson.
And he's talking about like to this lad, his stepson. He's like saying. Yeah, well, if I was to get laid, I wouldn't want you in the house because I'd want a shag in every room, including your bed. And this 8-year-old's going, ha, 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 good one, Liam Neeson. It's just like, this is
bad acting from the 8-year-old, though, isn't it? To call Liam Neeson by his real name.
Yeah,
I bet that kid didn't work again. It is a bit like that, though, Love Actually, isn't it? Because I only watched it for the first time about 3 years ago. And I thought, this is good. I like that it's all nice and tied together and all these threads come together. But I did just sort of think, it's just sort of like AI British comedy, isn't it?
Mm.
A little bit. Obviously, AI not involved. But.
There's no good new Christmas films, is there? I know that's sort of a.
The Holdovers is the only one I would put in that.
I've not seen it.
It's
is
good.
It good?
Yeah, it's good.
Can you watch it this time of year?
What do you mean?
Is it a Christmas film?
It's a Christmas film.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Yes, I've seen it three
when's
times.
When's it set?
Christmas.
Ethan, do you know that? Do you know this film?
I've never heard of it before.
The Holdovers. It was nominated for an Oscar.
A Christmas film nominated for an Oscar.
Ethan, Google it.
The Holdovers.
Yes. The Holdovers,
the Handovers.
Yes. So I'll give you the premise and you can decide whether you like it. In the 1970s.
Good decade.
Great, one of the greats. A sort of all boys private school in America.
Here we go.
Are breaking up for Christmas. And the curmudgeonly kind of old teacher has to stay with a few of the boys because they've got nowhere to go over the holidays.
Is it a bit like 1970s?
No. It's only came out about four years ago.
Oh, it did, along with Oppenheimer, they got the award, didn't they? That's good, isn't it?
But it's shot like it was shot in the 70s. Not like designed to look like it was in the 70s. Like they used like 70s filmmaking techniques and stuff. So you kind of do feel like you're watching a film that came out in the 70s. I'd recommend that.
I'm going to recommend
it's
it.
It's good.
I watched Santa Claus, the movie with
it's
Tim Allen.
It's not like that. It's not a proper Christmassy kids film.
No, it's like class to Santa Claus.
That is good, isn't it?
I watched that back a couple of years ago and thought it was one of the shittest things I've ever seen.
Nah, Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Love Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's in it.
Santa's in it as well.
Nah.
Well, yeah, what do you mean, nah? Yeah, he is.
Do you feel sad that Santa, spoiler, this happens in the first 20 minutes, that Santa dies and they're not asked?
They're not really asked, are they?
Santa disappears into the snow. They're like, oh, next. Rudolph's fine with it.
But that's the show business.
Snowbiz, cutthroat
nature.
There's no business like snow business.
That's what they say.
I recommend people who can, if you go on iPlayer and watch The Royal Family at Christmas, the Christmas special is great. Mm. The Office Christmas special I rewatched. The Gavin and Stacey 3 Christmas specials are great.
Have you watched all these again this Christmas?
I love it. It's my
what
tradition.
What are you doing?
Do you know what else is my tradition? To go on YouTube and watch the outtakes of every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I love an outtake.
Outtakes are good, aren't they?
I love an outtakes are sometimes better than the OG.
Yeah. What is so good about an outtake?
Just because they're laughing, it's the characters you like with a little bit of a chuckle.
It's great, isn't it?
I love an outtake.
Some outtakes are so good.
It's nice just knowing like actors and people you enjoy watching and you go, oh, they're actually nice in real life. And that makes you feel quite warm, doesn't it? Like, I get that with David Tennant. I really like him on screen and he's just a lovely person. Mm. So that makes me feel complete.
You'll love Nativity 2.
I've got a top three.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
The top three.
We've been quite positive about Christmas, but I want it to be slightly negative for the top three. So maybe it's a bottom three, but it's not. Top three worst things about Christmas. Dig deep into your soul. The top three worst things about... Fucking hell, I knew he'd be straight away.
In World War One, wasn't the football on Christmas Day? And that brought together two sides that never should have seen eye to eye. We should have stood our ground. That was a negative for Christmas Day. Another one would be...
No, you...
So what?
So your top three worst things about Christmas was a football match that happened
was the truce
in
on
the war.
Christmas Day.
Shouldn't have happened. Should so have what, stood ground.
The Germans rolled the ball out and you would have just immediately shot it, wouldn't you?
It was a great opportunity.
Stabbed it with your bayonet and thrown it back over the
front. I know
front.
This has like, probably been going war. Over for ages. It's probably people have talked about that match for ages, but that must have been a tricky game of football.
Has there ever been a more high-stakes game than that?
And like, you must have had so much trust.
Also, imagine, right, it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, whatever. You wake up, no presents, first of all. Gutted, no tree. The worst. You're in the worst place in the world. And someone goes... Zzz. They'd brought a football with them. How annoyed would you be at that person who brought a footy with them?
Yeah.
You could have had bullets in that little gap in your little hold all there. And you brought a footy, you'd be fuming. And then they go...
And then how do they start getting the rules?
You're kicking it about in the trench, up and down.
Like who brought the goals?
Who brought the goals?
Must
yeah,
have
that's,
been, must
yeah,
have been hoodies.
Studs.
Or bayonets.
Corner flags, all that. Kicking up and down, you go, I wish we could play a game, that'd be nice. And then, and then imagine the first person that went...
What? Do you think... I don't know how it happened.
And someone lifts their head, okay, back down. Can't even... And then just football up. And then you wait. Silence.
Because they could have shot the ball, it would have popped.
Could have shot the ball. Didn't. And then you just think, it's right, mad. Roll it out. And the thing with the football is, as anyone knows, if you're walking through a park and a football rolls towards you, what do?
Kick it.
Kick it back. You can't help yourself. I think that's what they did.
That's how it started.
Throw it into no man's land, let it roll, and then just...
It's a risky business, though,
and then all
isn't
of a sudden, up out of the trench like that.
What do we know about
chest,
it?
Volley back across.
Was it 11 aside?
Yeah, we lost.
Did we?
I don't know if it was 11 aside. I think it was sort of a couple million aside. I don't know how many people played in it.
I don't know.
And was everyone else still fighting, going...
Feels like there should be...
Are they going to fucking reopen?
Feels like there should be
game?
A film about it, like Goal 4.
Yeah. What was the second Goal film called again?
Goal 2.
Yeah, but there was a little tagline underneath. It was called, like, Goal 2, back in the...
Back in the... He started off
back in the net.
He started off at, net, like, yeah. A shit team, didn't he? Where was he?
Newcastle.
Newcastle United. And yeah, then he gets better and better and better and better.
Goes to Real Madrid and all that.
All right, that's number three. What's in the number two for the worst things about Christmas?
Ooh. I'd probably say the shoebox appeal. Do you remember when you had to do that?
Right, we got to move on. And what's number one?
What a pain in the ass when you just
the shoebox appeal. Helping kids in Africa.
Charity.
How is the football match in the World War One and a shoebox appeal?
Well, I only think of it as a kid because you used to get these things and put them in. Then you used to think, actually, I wish I had that. I wish I had that bouncy ball.
You know what?
I'll have the bouncy ball. I'll put in an extra, I don't know, fruit winder.
Yeah, pretty peckish. Wouldn't mind a little fruit winder. I'll put in my homework instead.
Out comes the winder.
Yes.
What's
in
number one?
Number one. I'd probably say the worst thing about Christmas. The stress before it. I'm still amongst it. You shouldn't need to buy people things.
What's yours, Joe?
In at number three, I agree with Ethan, buying people gifts.
You can't have mine. You have to do another one.
Buying people gifts.
I can't believe you. You two are so gross.
It's just tricky.
Is it?
It is. I don't like it.
Yeah.
In number two, how busy the pubs get. I kind of feel like saying, hold on, I've been to this pub a lot this year.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Yes.
And why are you sat in a seat that I like?
Where were you on the 19th of February?
Where were you on that random Tuesday where, yes, I did look a bit sad.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed my three pints of Guinness and went home. Now you're here on Christmas Eve all fun and happy, are you?
Oh, God. Anyone can do it now. Where were you on a cold night in Stoke?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
And number one...
Pulis's arms.
Number one, Turkey.
Oh, that's a good shout.
It's dead, isn't it? It's
dead. Hope so.
What about your three?
It's a bit dead.
It's probably the worst meat, isn't it?
The worst meat.
I had a bit today on this, like one of these festive butties we got. I was like, who are we kidding? And this place is famous for chicken. This place that I went to eat was famous for chicken.
This place. Number three for me is being given everything with cranberry sauce on for a month. Don't need it.
Yeah.
And also, what you do, because everything, like, you go to Tesco and Asda, Sainsbury's, their meal deal, the festive sandwich, the bangers and bangers and pigs and blangers and bangers. And it's like, for a month, all I'm doing is is diluting what is meant to be the best meal of the year, the Christmas dinner. I'm just going to have 15 different versions of it before Christmas comes around, so that by the time it does, I'm sick of it. No. Christmas food should start in the shops Christmas Eve.
Wow.
At best. You don't need a turkey sandwich before Christmas. It's ruining it.
Well, yeah, I get
stupid.
It.
No chance.
Okay.
Number two. The concept of the advent calendar that just has cardboard.
Awful.
Awful.
Just a picture.
Yeah.
A picture of a ribbon or a candle.
Yeah, what's going on?
A Christmas tree.
I've got a great little side question. If an advent calendar was Christmas dinner, as you open it, you go, Sprouts, what would be door 24?
Obviously, pigs in blanket.
I said the same.
Yeah, because it's in the shape of a sweet. and number one... just the advent calendar game in general. It's gone way too far.
Two advent calendars?
Yeah. Yeah. Too far. It's gone too far. You're getting advent calendars, 80, 90 quid. Each one's got a Jo Malone soap behind it.
Oh, mind that.
You're looking at candle advent calendars, advent candlers, candlers. And some of these, they're insane. One of them, it had like a pet behind each one.
A what? A
hamster. This one's got a little shih tzu.
Parrot.
Parrot.
Were they all right?
I think you donated them. But even right. So, I don't want all this. Give me a little bag chocolate that by number 24, they've gone all white like an old dog poo.
I've got possibly a new one. I'm going to take number one, turkey, out because it's bad, but I think number one, heartburn. Everything's out to get you. Cheese, Bailey's, it's sneaking up on me now.
Is it?
Who thought cream would give you heartburn?
Oh, God, the second half of this pod's going to be a nightmare, isn't it?
Pigs in blankets, cranberry, it's heartburn.
Pigs in blankets are overrated, by the way. Also, one of the great marketing scams of all time. Because if someone said to you, because I've seen, right, can I tell you something right now? I'll tell you something right now.
Probably not a scam.
When you hear the words pigs in blankets, what do you think of? Festive. You think of Christmas.
Or a sausage wrap.
Oh, it's like a Joe tucked up in bed.
I saw, done you there.
Which is a shame, because we all mentioned before that fat jokes weren't funny.
Oh, I didn't laugh.
No, I didn't.
I didn't laugh either.
But I said it.
You did say it. With hope that people would laugh.
This chair's so squeaky, isn't it?
Yes. I saw something the other day. It was a pigs in blankets sandwich. That, my friend, is a bacon and sausage sandwich. And we've been doing those for 1,000 years. Don't try and tell me that isn't the same as the bacon and sausage we had 2 weeks ago. Pigs in blankets sandwich, I'm not having that.
I agree with you. But I don't mind the pigs in blankets. It's fun.
Yeah, they're fine.
Fine. You just said to be number 24 on your advent calendar.
Yeah. Because it fits so well. Right, that's all from us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all from us. Oh, Patreon, by the way, is our big Christmas quiz. Oh, Ethan's the host. It's a festive Joe versus Joe. We've got Christmas questions coming out of our hole.
Play along at home as well.
Yes, we encourage it.
Yes.
And until then...
Oh, and also, there's one more episode before Christmas.
Boxing Day.
So the next one will come out on Boxing
Day. We'll figure that out.
We'll figure that one out later this week.
Love you, everyone.
Bye.
Feliz Navidad.
And God bless.